Hey y'all, welcome to Ramdino Hiking and the Appalachian Trail Podcast. I'm your host, Ramdino. Thanks for joining me to build the hiker community, support the AT Thru Hikers, and to hear about trail news, hiking gear, section hikes, trail personalities, and all things trail. For a video version of this podcast, check out my YouTube channel, Ramdino Roaming the Trail. Now, let's get to walking and talking trail.
Dino here, coming at you again for another Appalachian Trail community news and Thru Hiker update. Well, it's about 95 degrees outside here in North Carolina with about 85% humidity, and I decided to bring it on in where the air conditioning is. So here I am down here in the basement studio, let's say. But in any case, let's go ahead and find out what's going on the trail with Thru Hikers and the trail in general. So Thru Hikers, we got out there, we got Sev and Quicksilver. They are south of Damascus, heading through the Tennessee section there where that has been closed to camping due to bear activity. So you may recall from earlier, several months ago, that they closed a 20-mile section in there right below Damascus, trail south of Damascus. Because there was a lot of bear activity going on, and particularly it occurred because there were several instances of people not hanging their bear bags properly, even keeping food in the shelter. A bear came into the shelter and they were not able to get rid of that bear. It kept coming back to camp there, so they had to go ahead and close that section. So they are going through that section right there. They indicated that they're still meeting some late nobos every third day or so. So that far south, late nobos, obviously they're going to have to be flipping up at some point in time in order to, if they plan to summit Katahdin this year. And they also indicated that the section from Bland to Damascus is very dry. So by dry, they mean the water sources there are dry. There's just not a lot of water through there. Matter of fact, he indicated that their water was non-existent between Lick Creek and Chestnut Knob Shelter, the pond that's like a mile and a half right below that. So, and he even indicated that the pond was not looking too good either. So, I come along and I are getting ready to do that section. We'll talk about that real quick here at the end of the video. But in any case, that is a very dry section and is known to be a dry section. So, if you're coming through there, Sobo, just keep that in mind. Goob has passed the 1,700 mile mark and said Vermont was not near as muddy as he was expecting to be. Skidmark and AARP, they are in New Hampshire and they just did the Kinsmen and they are continuing on into the Whites. Huck is up and over Killington and he indicated after several achy days leaving Pennington, he made it to Manchester and at the end of the day he was just completely and totally exhausted and just pretty much collapsing once he got his tent and everything up. He says he was sleeping well, he was eating well, he was hydrating well with electrolytes, but he was just getting achy and he just couldn't shake it. And so he decided he would stop in and go to an urgent care, and sure enough, he tested positive for Lyme disease. So Lyme disease, of course, is named after Lyme, Vermont up there. And it's a tick-borne disease, and it can be very debilitating. It can carry a lifetime of debilitations with it. So if you suspect you got anything like that, then by all means, get in, get some help from that. Huck, as always, has just this great attitude. No matter what the trail throws at him, he is just continues to me. And, of course, I'm not there hiking with him every day, but what he puts across to me is just he is just happy as a lark to be out there. He updated me from the top of Killington, and that's awesome to get an update from the top of the Killington Peak up there, because I, come along and I summited Killington on our Vermont trip, and I could just imagine where he's at, what it looks like up there, and he said he was doing it with a smile a mile wide, and that was even after he was already had the diagnosis of Lyme disease. And he says he's always ready for more and loving every minute out here. So one of the things about it is I think that's doxycycline that you have to take for Lyme disease, and you can't have direct exposure to the sunlight for a while you're taking that antibiotic. And so, of course, fortunately in Vermont, it's mainly the green tunnel up there. So and as it has been going on this year, it's cloudy a lot too, so he's probably not getting too much direct sunlight exposure. Corner is currently home in New Hampshire for a few days. He's going to wait out this storm that's coming through. Then he'll be getting back on. He had made it as far as the Pinkham Notch Visitor Center there at mile 1873.7. Yak sent in his update. He just finished Vermont. Now is around Hanover, New Hampshire at mile 1752. He says he absolutely loved Vermont and was lucky that the weather was near perfect there. He did want to give a shout out to Rob of the AT Friendly Van. He had experienced some trail magic from Rob and had asked for some, I guess maybe some first aid supplies for a sore that he had on his foot. Rob took a look at it, convinced him to get into an urgent care to take a look at it. Turned out it was an infection that was only going to get worse, possibly take him off the trail for a few days or longer if he didn't get something done with it. So he got a prescription for antibiotics, says it's doing a lot better. So the moral of all that is that you got to take care of yourselves while you're out there, guy, whether it's electrolytes or you're achy and it could be something else, or you've got sores on you that are just not healing. You know, if it's wet all the time, sores, trench foot, blisters, things like that are just not going to heal, particularly when they start getting open and wounded, unless you get some antibiotics, unless you get off your feet, get in the dry somewhere. I know everybody wants to make miles. Everybody's got some type of self-imposed deadline that they got. Seems like the further north you get, people start running late for whatever they've got after the trail, but you have to take care of yourself. When you start getting that far north up in the New England states, your body's starting to break down anyway. You've been eating junk food basically for 4 or 5 months before that, and you're just pounding your body. Your body's starting to break down, and the food you're eating not the best. The nutrition you're getting is not the best. The sleep you're getting is not the best. The injuries you're getting continue to pile up, and you've got to look after yourself. If you don't, you will not make it, and it'd be a shame for you to get that far and for an injury to take you off the trail. Pungo's entered the 100-mile wilderness today, and he anticipates summoning Katahdin on August 25th. And he says, unlike Vermont, New Hampshire and Maine have been pretty dry. Said many of the springs and the small streams have stopped flowing at the higher elevations. Boo Boo is working his way through Vermont. Popper Groots on his Subo flip-flop. And after zero in Manchester Center there in Vermont, he has got back on the trail. He's hiking with Magnolia, and they hope to be in Massachusetts by tomorrow. Runway is hiking with Tin Man and Sling, and they are in the 100-mile wilderness now, and they plan to summit on the 27th. Runway sent me a picture of the hiker bubble there at Shawls in Maine, which is people typically stay at Shawls or in that general vicinity right before they go into the 100-mile wilderness. So, you know, Shawls is a famous hiker hostel up there. They, of course, have inside accommodations, and they have some bunk rooms and outside accommodations, but all of those were full, and so they're accommodating people by allowing them to tent in the front yard and still have access, I'm assuming, to the rest of the hostel. But the picture she sent, it looks like trail days up there. There's so many tents. So they definitely had a tent city going up there in Maine at Shaw's. Two knees had to duck into the ER in Manchester, Vermont for a kidney stone treatment. And now he is back on the trail and boots north. So, you know, we've had Lyme disease, kidney stones, electrolyte imbalances, serious stitches where people have been injured stitches from their eyes all the way down into their cheeks. So it's a lot of people been getting hurt, a lot of illnesses out there, folks. So please, please be careful. Luscious Nate and Tupac, they are past the Hudson. They're waiting out the storm. New to our hiker updates is Mayor, who is hiking with Bad Wolf and Free Rider. And Bad Wolf and Free Rider are both veterans. Thank you for your service, guys. And Bad Wolf is carrying his brother Joe, who was also a veteran, carrying his brother Joe's ashes with him all the way to Katahdin, all the way up the trail. So Joe took his life last year in September, and they are leaving a little bit of his ashes in each state, and I imagine they will do so once they get to Katahdin as well. So Bad Wolf is raising awareness for veteran suicide, and we just want to extend our sympathy out there to him, and also appreciate the update, guys. They are going to be the last Nobos to Katahdin, more than likely, or in the last group, because the last I'm tracking of them, they were somewhere just north of Harper's Ferry. So they may wind up flip-flopping, hopefully not, or flipping up later. It doesn't matter if they do. That's perfectly acceptable. But in any case, they're planning on being Nobo the whole way. And just as a matter of information out there, the bubble is somewhere around northern Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine. I had a trail angel indicate to me that he stopped in the Yellow Deli, and they had 65 folks that were staying there at the Yellow Deli. So we still got some folks, pretty good sized group around Rutland. And then also just looking at the hiker heat map here, which is showing pretty good accuracy right now. This is where I'm tracking most of the people that are giving me updates, and people out there just on social media as well. So in any case, that's where the hiker bubble is, and people are continuing. We'll ought to see a lot of summits over the next couple weeks. Speaking of summits, we had quite a few folks report in for summits. So we had Jeff, the Eastern Continental Hiker. He summited. Roadrunner summited, and Roadrunner was number 353. Underdog, he finished his hike and summited. He was number 447. Sorry, don't have a picture of Underdog as of when I put this script together. We don't want to forget the Suttons family. I left them out last week, but they summited a few weeks ago. If you've not been keeping up or just started keeping up, the Suttons were a family of three, which included a five-year-old boy who hiked the whole way. I got the opportunity to actually meet them when Come Along and I did a section from Grayson Highland Sobo down into Damascus. And of course they were Nobo coming north. We camped with them at Elk Gap there on near actual Mount Rogers. We did not get the chance to talk too much because it was 17 degrees wind chill factor. So we took enough time to say a few words to each other, take a photo, and that was about it. Then we all got hunkered down inside our tents. Crusoe and his hiking partner Tucci has summited, and they were number 414 and 415 respectively. Lost Bells and Random, they have summited. Baked Potato summited. Karaoke or Karaoke, however you pronounce it, has also summited. And then some very special friends of mine, even though I've never met them in the real world, I've met them virtually. A lot of you have too, had the opportunity to text them and exchange texts and stuff. And that is Belch and Hanging. So they have summited. So they started their hike in 2019. And so they had to get off trail because of some of the issues that happened in 2019. And, you know, if you're familiar at all with what happened in 2019, you'll know what I'm referring to. No need to go into that. But they did have to get off of that. And then in 2020, I don't have to tell you what happened in 2020. They got started, had to get off again then. And then now they got back on in 2021, and they have finally finished. So that was awesome just to see them finish. They are just, I can't tell you how proud I am and just how much intestinal fortitude it took for them to complete the trail. Not only just to start the trail, because they have some special reasons for actually getting together and are actually doing it, the trail to begin with, and I'm not going to give that away. I would encourage you to go to their YouTube channel, which is It's Who We Are, and see their story, follow along. They have they will let it all hang out there and tell you exactly how things are going on the trail, the good, the bad, the indifferent, and it's been a joy to keep up with them and to correspond with them. And it was just great to see them summit. So awesome for all those folks that summited out there. Just very proud of everybody. And so we did have somebody or a group get off the trail, and that was Luna and the Wonder Wolf Pack. They have called it a hike at mile number 1720. They felt like that they had squeezed everything they needed to out of this hike, and they were good to go. Some trail angels out there that I wanted to mention, of course, Malcolm and Spineless Cougars. They continue to do trail magic up in the Vermont area, and he was the one that indicated to me the number of folks there they saw at the Yellow Deli. And he also indicated that they're still getting, when they're out there, somewhere around 40 to 50 hikers coming through per day when they are doing their trail magic around Bromley. So we still got quite a few people coming through the Vermont area. And then the association, the Appalachian Long Distance Hikers Association, their leadership got in touch with me, and they want to let everybody know they have concluded their trail magic slash outreach for the year. They did 14 events this year and helped over 1,300 hikers. So that is awesome. Appreciate the trail magic and what you're doing out there, Alda, just for hikers in general. They also wanted me to let y'all know that they are still recognizing through hikers, no matter what date you started, whether it be a section hike and you've been on the trail for 20 years, or if you just got started, whatever it is, whenever you finish, they are still recognizing your completion regardless of your start date. So, the ATC had a date this year when they allowed, when they said, okay, we'll now start recognize you in 2020. They didn't up until, I can't remember what the date is. I was thinking it was sometime in May. But in case, Alda has never one time stopped recognizing people. And that's why I support Alda and I'm a member there. And they indicated that if you'd like that recognition, that certificate that they'll send you, the finishers should go to their website at Alda, ALDHA.org, and click on the I Hiked Alda, Alda Way, ALDHA Way. And there's a tab there to access what you need to do to fill that out to get your certificate sent to you. So much appreciate that association being out there and standing by hikers, unwavering, all the time, constantly, nothing political about them. They're just there for hikers. So appreciate what you do, Alda. A little bit of trail news out there. So the bridge that was out right before you get to Harriman State Park in New York, that has opened back up to pedestrian and bicycle traffic. So still closed to cars and vehicles, but if you're hiking, you can now hike across that. You do not have to worry about taking that gosh-awful convoluted bypass that the ATC put together. You can now just walk across that, and people have actually already been walking across it before they officially opened it without anybody saying anything to them. But now it is officially legal for you to walk across that. And then, unless you've been under a rock and don't know what's going on in the weather, we got Henri, is what they call it. I still say it looks like Henry to me, but they say it's French. So it's Henri is hitting New England right now. We'll do so for the next couple days, including Vermont, and it'll turn it into Vermont again, and New Hampshire, and the southern part of Maine. It's going to, when it gets to really the northern part of Vermont, it's going to take a right hook and head on back out to sea pretty quickly. But it is, it's going to affect some of the trail in New Hampshire. Of course, in New Hampshire, you have the whites, and you've got all of those exposed ridgelines up there where you're going to have high winds and rain. So my advice would just be go hunker down for a couple days somewhere in a hostel or motel or wherever you can, you know, find shelter somewhere. Get out of it. You don't want to be hiking through that over those exposed ridgelines. You want to be there when you've got a clear day anyway. So once this hurricane gets through, it will clear up and there'll be some gorgeous views. There's nothing coming through for a while. And so you'll be able to see some really good views. So folks, I would highly recommend that you just get off trail and just enjoy the rest of the hiker community wherever you are. Then I mentioned earlier, I'm doing research for an upcoming video on trail fatigue. So by trail fatigue, I don't mean fatigue that's like, you know, you're just tired at the end of the day just because hiking is strenuous. I'm talking about, you know, when people get 1,500 miles into their, more or less, into their hike, they are just tired of hiking. Tired of hiking, just the daily grind of, you know, get up, cook breakfast, break camp, hike, eat, sleep, repeat. That just gets to be a grind. I've had more than one person tell me, and you know, very people that you would know if I mentioned their name, that are multiple hikers or multiple through hikers, that it just gets to be a job after a while. When Come Along and I did Vermont, there was a talk to several through hikers, and that was one of the things that they mentioned was several of them, without my prodding or asking just said, we're just tired. We're just all tired. So I'd like to hear a little more about that. If you would send me an email or a DM and expand upon it, tell me more about that. More than just a comment down below. Those links can be found down in the description section, and I'd greatly appreciate that. I'm trying to put together a video for the hikers that are planning, through hikers that are planning for in the future and what they can expect out of that. And then come along, and I'm excited about this. We are going to be hiking this coming weekend. We'll be starting off at the bottom of Chestnut Knob and continuing boots north up around Bland somewhere, doing about 45 plus or minus miles up there. So I'm really looking forward to getting back out there on the trail. Even though I probably bitched and griped and moaned and complained about Vermont, I still love the trail, still love getting out there hiking. My feet have finally healed up for the most part, still battling some plantar fasciitis, but that's getting better. In any case, looking forward to getting back out there. So that means my update will probably be a little late this coming week, but go ahead, and through hikers and other folks out there that's got news from the trail, continue to send that to me, and I will be putting an update together, even if it may be a day or so late. All right, folks, that's all I got this week. As always, appreciate you, and we'll see you out there.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. Hope you got some great information out of it. Check out my YouTube channel, Ramdino Roaming the Trails, at the link in the show notes below to see what you may have missed. Subscribe to it and this podcast and do us a real big favor, give us a good review. Feel free to send me any questions or comments, and if I don't have an answer, I'll make one up. I hope you're able to get out in the woods and go for a hike, and if so, we'll take the time to do it. Maybe take a friend, and if they're not a good friend, maybe get them lost. There's no better place to be lost than in the woods. Not important how long or how far you go, just go.